Welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Pabloberry. Today, we're diving into something that's reshaping the landscape of podcast creation, Natin, and its remarkable podcast generation capabilities. Natin, for those who aren't familiar, is an automation tool that's been making waves in the content creation space. What makes it particularly interesting is its ability to function as a personal podcast generator. This isn't just another piece of software. It's a workflow automation platform that can transform written content into audio format, essentially creating your own podcast production line. Let's talk about how Natin is currently working with 11 Labs, one of the leading text-to-speech services in the market. 11 Labs has gained significant attention for its remarkably natural-sounding voices and impressive language processing capabilities. When integrated with Natin, it creates a powerful combination for automated podcast production. However, there's an important aspect to consider: the cost factor. 11 Labs operates on a subscription model, and while their $5 subscription tier provides access to their technology, it's worth examining what you actually get for this investment. The basic subscription typically comes with a limited number of characters you can convert to speech each month, which means you need to carefully consider your usage patterns. This brings us to an interesting point about alternatives, such as smaller or more lightweight TTS solutions. These mini TTS options might offer a more cost-effective approach, especially if you're producing content regularly. While they might not match 11 Labs' voice quality, they could provide a practical balance between quality and cost-effectiveness. When choosing between TTS services for your Natin podcast automation, consider these key factors: monthly character limits and how they align with your content volume, voice quality requirements for your specific use case, budget constraints and cost per minute of audio, integration capabilities with Natin, flexibility in terms of voice options and languages. The revolutionary aspect of this setup isn't just about the technology. It's about democratizing podcast creation. By combining Natin's automation capabilities with text-to-speech services, content creators can maintain a consistent publishing schedule without the traditional overhead of recording equipment and studio time. Looking ahead, we might see more TTS options becoming available for integration with Natin, potentially offering different price points and feature sets. This competition could lead to better services at more competitive prices, benefiting content creators across the board. This is Herman Pappelberry, signing off from Just Ask AI. Remember, the future of content creation isn't just about having the best tools. It's about finding the right balance between quality, efficiency, and cost-effectiveness for your specific needs. Until next time, keep exploring the fascinating world of AI and automation.